articles against Sir Philip, late parish priest of St. Mary Woolchurch, which promotion belonged to Dr. Bookmaster. In primis, the said Philip said that Dr. Barnes was a false fellow and a naughty wretch, in that he made no comparison in his sermon betwixt the water of the Thames and the water made holy by priests, and said that he would not believe God's word and his gospel if he made no diversity betwixt that water that runneth in the river and the water made holy by priests, etc. Item, he said that he was at this point with himself against all that they taketh part in such like matters, to be at utter defiance whatsoever they were of state condition or degree, and said there were better men that lost their heads now in these days than he was, etc. Item, he said that he firmly believeth that St. Peter, being with God, knoweth what a man required of him and heard him in earth out from heaven, therefore there were false heretics that would not believe in such like authorities, etc. Item, he said that Dr. Barnes made two abominable sermons, one of Sunday last, passed at St. Mary Woolner's, another at St. Dunstan's in the West, on St. Peter's Day last, and said it was a great shame to suffer him or such as he was to preach in any place, etc. Item, he said whatsoever he was that would assure priest matrimony, they were great heretics, and upon that article and other such like articles that were now in these days believed, he would gladly and willingly die, etc. Item, these articles were spoken the first day of July at 7 o'clock at night in presence of Robard Ashby, priest John Bushy, John Smith, William Smith, cum Alice. Articles against Sir Philip. In premise, the said Philip said that all these that preached at the king's commandment were heretics nowadays, and that he would prove. Item, he said that if the king do follow such heretics as thou, and other such as thou, art he shall not long continue, I warrant him. Item, he said that if he were complained of to Master Secretary, he feared not, for every man now ran to him that telleth any matter, and make him jackanapes, but I force not, I trust he will hear me, and if he do not, I care not a point, I shall be hard with his masters, etc. Item, he came to a priest that kept the cure of St. Mary Woolchurch, and rebuked him for speaking against the Bishop of Rome, etc. Item, he said that if it were so that he were committed to the Tower, he cared not a fart for it. He knew the jeopardy to recant his words and do penance and go quite from thine and all, etc. These words were spoken the 6th day of July in Colinwood's house at 7 o'clock at afternoon in the presence of Robert Ashby, priest, and Thomas Empson, etc.